Welcome to Israel 18 News at 1 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. The night is comfortably warm across Israel, with a gentle breeze in Tel Aviv. Jerusalem is also enjoying mild temperatures under a clear sky, a perfect evening to unwind as we bring you the latest developments. Here are today's headlines. First, in the past hour, the IDF uncovered Hezbollah's hidden arsenal on Beaufort Ridge in southern Lebanon. According to Ynet, troops found advanced weaponry and drone labs. Also, earlier today, a UN report revealed that Hamas executed and maimed dozens of Palestinians in Gaza. The Times of Israel reports on extrajudicial punishments during the ongoing conflict. Also this hour, consuls general are set to continue their visit to Israel despite Iran's attacks. JNS reports that officials remain resolute against Iran and its allies. Separately, from earlier today, Israelis are once again grappling with wartime conditions after Iranian missile fire. The forward highlights how Israelis are sharing experiences online from their safe rooms. And finally, in the past hour, Colombian President Gustavo Petro faced backlash over a controversial tweet. As reported by JTA, his words sparked condemnation from lawmakers across Latin America. Reaction has been swift on social media. Raylan Givens, an analyst, reported just minutes ago that explosions were heard in Iran's Sirik port area. Meanwhile, U.S. Central Command announced a self-defense operation against Iran following the downing of an Apache helicopter. Middle East 24 also confirmed reports of multiple explosions near Sirik port in southern Iran earlier tonight. Let's go deeper. Starting with the IDF's discovery in southern Lebanon. Ynet details how Givati troops found a large cache of advanced missiles and rockets. The report suggests Hezbollah is employing tactics similar to those used by Gaza militants. This discovery underscores the ongoing tensions and military preparedness in the region. Turning to the UN's findings in Gaza, the Times of Israel reports on severe human rights violations by Hamas, including executions and brutal punishments. The report reflects the harsh realities on the ground and the challenges faced by civilians amid the conflict. Meanwhile, the continued visit of foreign consuls in Israel highlights diplomatic resilience. According to JNS, the visit aims to maintain international relations despite Iran's aggression. This move signals Israel's commitment to global partnerships, even under threat. In a related development, the Forward describes how Israelis are navigating another wartime flare. Social media has become a platform for them to share their experiences from safe rooms. This illustrates the constant pressure on civilians during heightened tensions. Finally, JTA reports on the controversy involving Colombia's president. His tweet referencing Nazism has drawn widespread criticism. This incident adds to the complex web of international diplomatic relations. Turning to business and markets. First, CTEC reports that Israel plans a strong response after Iran's recent missile barrage. This follows Netanyahu's urgent security meetings, indicating heightened regional tensions. Separately, Globes highlights a trend in Israeli retail as chains enter the automotive market. Following Osher Ad's success with Kia, other retailers are considering similar ventures. And finally, a global report from Walla Business reveals workplace disconnection. 4 out of 5 employees feel disengaged, a trend affecting productivity worldwide. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 2 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.